So far, I have spoken about the going for refuge more or less within the context of our new Buddhist movement in England. I want to conclude with a few words about the Buddhist movement in India, especially in Maharashtra. As some of you know, in the course of the last few decades, there has been a great expansion of the Buddhist movement in India, particularly here in Maharashtra, an expansion associated with the name of the late Dr. Ambedkar. You may also know that at the time of the historic mass conversion of his followers to Buddhism on October the 14th, 1956, at Nagpur, Dr. Ambedkar emphasized the going for refuge very strongly indeed. All that he asked his followers to do, in fact, was to go for refuge. They should go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha as a means of all-round development for themselves and the society to which they belonged. It is significant that Dr. Ambedkar did not emphasize becoming a bhikkhu or bhikshu. He did not ask his followers to become monks. He simply asked them to go for refuge. And this fact is worth considering. Nor is that all. On more than one occasion, Dr. Ambedkar went so far as to criticize the bhikkhus of today. He even went so far as to say that the present-day bhikshu sangha was useless, i.e. useless for spreading the dharma. A new kind of sangha was needed, he declared, a new kind of Buddhist worker. This new kind of sangha, this new kind of Buddhist worker, is what our new Buddhist movement has succeeded in creating in England in the course of the last 12 or 13 years. At the heart of that movement, at the heart of the FWBO and the TBMSG, is the order. This order is a spiritual community of people who have gone for refuge, that is to say, who have effectively gone for refuge. Few of them, perhaps, if indeed any, have got so far as the real going for refuge, but at least they have got so far as the effective going for refuge. At least they've transcended the provisional going for refuge. What we have succeeded in creating in the course of the last so many years is this order, this sangha, or spiritual community of people who go for refuge, who make the act of going for refuge central in their lives, and who place the emphasis there. Some of them live at home with their wives and families. Some live in communities. There are communities for men and communities for women. A few of them are anagarikas wearing the yellow robe. These all live and work in India. As yet, we have no anagarikas in the West. As I mentioned earlier on, all members of the order observe the 10 precepts. These are abstention from injury to living beings, from taking what is not given, from sexual misconduct, in the case of the anagarikas, from non-celibacy, from false speech, from frivolous, idle and useless speech, from speech which divides and disunites people, from craving, from hatred, and from wrong views. According to Buddhist tradition, bhikkhus or monks observe 227 or 250 precepts, but in the course of ages, quite a few of these have been lost on the way, so to speak, and are nowadays honoured more in the breach than the observance. We therefore decided to have a short list of precepts that people would take and actually observe. Thus we have this order, this sangha or spiritual community of people who have gone for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, people who actually practice the Dharma, who observe the 10 precepts. Some of them have been members of the order for 8 or 10 years or more. And are gathering experience all the time, from taking meditation classes, giving lectures, and running our cooperative businesses. It is, in fact, this dedicated, committed core of people at the heart of the movement which is responsible for running everything. From this, we can see more clearly, I hope, the vital importance, both for ourselves individually and the society to which we belong, of the going for refuge. It is my hope that, just as we have been able to create in England, in fact in the West, a sangha, or spiritual community of those who have gone for refuge, so we shall be able to create a similar Sangha or spiritual community here in India and create it on an even larger scale. If we are able to do this, however, it can be only on the basis of the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. It can only be on the basis of the going for refuge.